If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may love you in a way that leads others to know how great you are and how we are leading others to know the truth that is Christ. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. You know, before I do the readings and talk to you about them, I obviously look them over. And sometimes I'll look at a series of readings and it reminds me of a story that happened down at Glastonbury Abbey when there was a new vocation to the Abbey. He's unfortunately since left. But I remember sitting there in the congregation and watch him go from seminarian to eventually deacon and eventually to priest down there. And when he was a deacon, he went to preach, and he told in his homily that one of the other monks down at Glastonbury Abbey said, "Do you think you can do anything with those readings?" Because sometimes, you know, the readings come together, and you look at them over, and you say, "Well, what am I going to do with this?" And other times, you go, oh wow, I can only touch one reading and all of them have so much. So we're seeing the latter case. And not only that, it's a special day that we're celebrating the Catholic Church. And that is the call for the legal protection of the unborn. So you see, it's really got a lot going here. But I'm going to focus on the gospel here. And there's a reason for it, because this gospel confuses a lot of people. There was a group, I think you can still find it on YouTube, although I'd suggest you didn't, but there was a group connected to the Rational Response Squad, I think it was, that was formed out of a confusion about this particular reading. It is Mark 3:22 to 30, and it talks about blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and this verse scares people because they don't understand it. And in doing so, as a matter of fact, I think it was the Rational Response Squad or something that was a parent organization to their organization was formed because a former minister or a former Christian was just so terrified by this passage, he finally became an atheist. And apparently he may have had, he may have had OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and this verse is disastrous for people with obsessive compulsive disorder. And if I could rewrite the Bible, I would eliminate this verse because it's not interpreted well, it's not expressed well. And so what does this verse mean? Well, if you know anything about Mark 3 and this particular part of Mark 3, which is 22, as I said, to 22 to 30, it's the story where the scribes and the Pharisees blame or accuse Jesus of being the devil, that he is possessed, and that's how he's able to cast out demons, because he's possessed. And Jesus says, you know, that a house divided cannot stand. And so then he goes into, because he's very angry, and it's kind of like no matter what someone does, let's say I was talking to, there was some evangelical preacher who was speaking, and we'll say Billy Graham. Let's just do that for a second. And someone says, well, Billy Graham is not Catholic, therefore he's actually speaking through the influence of the devil. Now, obviously, I don't believe anything close to that. Well, imagine that you are an evangelical, totally respect Billy Graham, and you hear someone say that. How would you respond? Now, I'm not talking about the words, but what would your emotion? You'd probably be intensely angry. I mean, I certainly would. But when I was in North Carolina, I visited the library and I loved it, you know, the Billy Graham Library. So I certainly would be extremely angry. We'll take that anger and imagine this is how Jesus responds to the scribes and the Pharisees who say, the reason why he can cast out demons is because he's possessed by a demon. Sorry, sometimes I like to throw in a little radio stuff. And, you know, he gets so angry at this. And it's in that context that we see that verse. That's why it's important to be careful of not taking verses out of context, because this verse out of context has caused a tremendous amount of damage. Now, let me explain this. We're going to take a break in a second, but let me explain this. The whole context of that saying is what Jesus says to the scribes and Pharisees. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, a part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, and I'd really encourage you to do that if you would, I'd like to remind you that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. So if you're looking for a parish, say, you know, I'd like to get back to church. I don't have a parish. I'd like maybe go to St. Anthony in Allston. I'd encourage you to take us up, I guess you'd say, on that standing invitation and come to the 10 o'clock AMS. That's our chanted Mass, by the way. And if you'd like to eventually kind of become, once you get settled in the parish and like to become one of our ministers, meaning ministering, minister of the word, helping out at the Eucharist or whatever, and all the other things, feel free to do that. Now, this standing invitation allows you to come to Mass, obviously, but you know, you might say, well, I'm not ready to become part of the parish and I'm not sure I want to donate, so here's what I want you to do. So you don't feel like, I mean, we don't care, but if you feel self-conscious and you don't want to be there hands hanging, write the word radio on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, and only us and no other church either, or in church or parish. So if you don't have a local parish to call home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. And I suppose I should legally tell you, do not throw the stone. Anyway. So we're talking here about this verse. So Jesus is now angry that people would dismiss him as being possessed, and that's how he casts out demons. They purposely remain blind to the presence of God in their midst. It's in that context that Jesus talks about blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is not saying bad things against the Holy Spirit. And if you have obsessive compulsive disorder and someone says those words, you will end up thinking bad things against the Holy Spirit. And then, as the saying goes, we're off to the races. No, what it means is to do what the scribes and the Pharisees do. They reject the ability to see God working in Jesus' acts. And that's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. It's refusing the grace of God. The Vatican II Catechism says what blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is being obstinate in rejecting God's grace. That's what it is. That's unforgivable because you refuse to be forgiven. You refuse to see anything any other way. So that's what it really means. And I do believe when you're looking for someone who has committed blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, obviously it's something obstinate right up until their death. But maybe an example is not someone who has obsessive compulsive disorder and immediately thinks a blasphemous thought because someone brought up the subject, which is exactly the way obsessive compulsive disorder works. But it's maybe someone who rejects everything coming out of Rome right now as being of the devil because they disagree with Pope Francis. That's an example of it, but it doesn't take effect until They are like this to their death, but that's an obstinate rejection of the grace of God. Now, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of people say, what do you mean by that? Da, 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 da. And who are obstinately against Pope Francis. But that would be a form of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Now, when I say that, I don't mean if you disagree with something Pope Francis says, or you don't, and I'd encourage you to understand more what he's saying, or you disagree with some political statement he makes. But I'm just saying, nope, I will not accept that the Holy Spirit is working through Pope Francis. That's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Because you're being obstinate and blind to any possibility that the Holy Spirit is involved in protecting the church. So that's being that's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is rejecting to see God's presence in your midst. There are many people who engage in it, and they are not the people who think they're actually committing it. They're the people who will righteously, just as the scribes and the Pharisees do, righteously stand up and say, we're right and Jesus is wrong. No, that's not the way it works. So be aware of that. And if you have obsessive compulsive disorder, do not worry about this verse. I mean, if you want to come talk to me about it, I'd be more than happy here at 43 Holton Street, but don't worry about this verse. Don't turn into an atheist because of this verse. And I remember I angered someone really bad from, not the Rational Response Club, but Blasphemy Challenge, you know. And he gets so mad at me. And maybe he'll get mad at me if he hears this today. I don't know. But his basics, his foundation, unfortunately, was wrong, because what people think this means is not what it means. And the people who should know what it means don't. We'll see you tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.